dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Doug and Daddy Show, the next to last day, January 2008. And we're getting closer to the Super Bowl, of course. Excuse me, coming up on Sunday. Well, we've got pretty much a full show for you today. We're going to be talking a couple of things that have happened since we last spoke. We're going to talk Missouri basketball. They have lost a lot of players for tonight's game against Nebraska. And they've had four suspended. Of course, their leading scorer was hurt in a brawl over the weekend. And we will be talking
with Steve Wolintek from the Columbia Daily Tribune.
So he'll be joining us. What has happened as Coach Mike Anderson has suspended these four players, coming 3 days after a weekend brawl left their top scorer, Stefan Hanna, with a broken jaw. Anderson is saying only that the players are being suspended for a violation of team rules. Columbia police say several teammates were with Hanna when he was attacked outside a downtown nightclub early Sunday. The injury could cause Hanna to miss the rest of the season. Anderson is suspending guard Jason Horton and forwards Marshall Brown, Daryl Butterfield, and Leo Lyons from tonight's home game against Nebraska. Nebraska looking for their first conference win of the season tonight. And the game is, again, on that ESPN Plus that you can't get in Kearney, but you can get everywhere else in the state of Nebraska. So if you're in Kearney, you're going to have to go somewhere if you want to watch the game. And then it's going to be shown on a tape-delayed basis at 8:30. Basically, the game won't be over, but they'll be able to show it on a tape-delayed basis on Fox Sports Net. So there you go. There's the information. We'll pass it along to you. Yes, it's confusing. Yes, it's stupid. There you have it. Kansas State women are looking for their 10th straight win tonight. They take on Nebraska, who's 11-0 at home, and that game is at 7:05. Also, conference basketball tournaments last night. Not good timing. Not good timing for, well, our first guest, or for us. We've been efforting Adam Central boys basketball coach Jim LeMaster for quite some time now, and we secured him up for today. They lost last night in overtime to Donovan Trumbull. But we'll talk to Jim. It's been a good season. The season's not over. What goes on from here? And we'll talk with the defending state champion and number one seed in the Lou Platt Conference Girls Tournament, Rick Petrie of Kearney Catholic, in the last segment of the show today as well. But, Daddy, with not a whole lot of time to get to everything else, why do we even, you know what, we don't even talk NBA basketball on the show. Why? Nobody cares. Basically, nobody cares. We get to the playoffs, you start to watch a little bit. Baseball is starting to become that. Johan Santana is given to the Mets for nobody, for absolutely nobody. Everybody's saying this guy might be the best pitcher in baseball, and the Twins get nobody. Nobody. They get nobody. How can Major League Baseball allow this to happen? How can they allow this to happen? They want to police and investigate so many things. We're going to trade Peyton Manning to Texas of the new American Football League and in return get Eric Crouch.
Well, it certainly seems a little bit like that, maybe not quite that level, but Minnesota didn't have the money to pay the guy. They couldn't keep him. So they tried the Yankees, weren't getting what they wanted from the Yankees. They tried the Red Sox, weren't getting what they wanted there. So the third team with the most money, the Mets, and if they would have had to drop down further than that, they were going to get less and less and less, so I think they finally just anteed up.
How could you get less than what they got? What's the point? Even if these prospects become the best pitcher in baseball, you're just going to deal him off again for nobody. I mean, what is the point? It's baseball is killing itself. It is absolutely killing itself. Why didn't you just send him Jason LaRue and Todd Wellemeyer? Or Is it Tim?
Tim Wellmeyer. Baghdad Tim, but you are correct, Douglas, and until they get a salary cap, many people think it is the end.
And they're going to keep shoving the Mets and the Yankees on TV down our throats. You know what? Fine. Show it in the New York market. Nobody else cares. Nobody else cares. How many Mets fans are there around here?
Three. I don't know their name.
I'll give you the Yankees. But how many Mets fans are around here? Seriously, how many Red Sox fans are there?
Well, the Mets had such a giant collapse a year ago.
Give them Yoan Santana.
Well, they went out and they were the ones that weren't the ones that said yes to it. They offered, they did what they had to do. I wouldn't blame the Mets for this deal. If you're a Mets fan, you're probably pretty excited.
If somebody's going to give you one of the best players in baseball, yeah, I suppose that would be a great idea. But I mean, the whole point of the matter is it's hard to say there's even 10 teams in baseball that can contend for a world championship. The Colorado Rockies made it to the World Series as a fluke, and they were swept. I mean, there are only a handful of teams. There is no hope. There is no hope. There is hope in football and even a little bit in basketball, but there is no hope in baseball for there to be anybody but six or seven teams to win the World Series.
Okay, Doug, it's interesting you're bringing up these trade talks because obviously Super Bowl week and Eli Manning. You go back, Eli Manning, if you had to do it over again, would you have made this trade? They gave up Phillip Rivers, Sean Merriman, Nate Kading, and a tackle in Roman Oben.
Really?
That's what they gave up.
Kading and Merriman?
And Rivers and Roman Oben. Those four for Eli Manning. Do you still make that trade?
Well, that's a pretty good trade the way it worked out for San Diego.
It's interesting, isn't it? But if you're a New York fan right now, you got to think it's a pretty good trade for your squad as well. No?
John from Kearney has a comment.
Who would you rather have?
It's interesting. Well, right
it's
now,
interesting. Okay.
Right now, I'd rather have Eli Manning because they're in the Super Bowl.
You are on crack. John from Kearney joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, John.
Doug, Douglas, Daddy. I'd rather have the gal that proposed to Tom Brady, but that's not why I called.
Inez?
Inez, whatever she was. She was hot.
For a girl, she was okay.
She was wearing a wedding dress. That should scare anybody. But what's going on, John?
Doug, I hate the Twins. I don't even know why I'm calling. I love the Royals. So from a Royals standpoint, the fact that they shipped him off to the National League is awesome. But there's a couple of things that I just want to point out. Not that I'm a Twin defender, but they got into a situation with Torrey Hunter and Santana at the same time. They should have locked these guys up a few years back when they were younger. No different than what the Rockies did, a week ago with, Sawicki or whatever that guy's name is.
Uh-huh.
But they didn't do that. So they let Hunter walk, got nothing for him. They got Santana, at least they got some value out of him. I guess what the Twins are probably banking on, it's not like they haven't spent some money this winter. They did lock up Morneau, they signed him to a longer-term agreement. They signed Maurer, I think, and I think there was a third player, maybe some of you Twins lovers out there. Maybe Rod Carew can call in or something like that and fill me in on who the third player was. But I guess what the
Herschel Walker.
Exactly. But from an offensive standpoint, they must feel like they've locked up their young players to sustain them, and maybe they're betting on their pitching with Francisco Liriano coming back from Tommy John surgery last year. Maybe that's what their philosophy is, and that's why they also got three pitchers back in trade. If one, maybe two of these guys can groom in a year or two, wind their way into the back of a rotation starter, number four or five guy, then maybe they feel like, they did okay. But maybe the only thing I never heard anybody talk about is why would they have held on to him till the trade deadline. If he was having a good year, some of those teams that are on the bubble in terms of being a pennant contender, I would think would just about dangle anything in front of the Twins to yank that guy away in July. But maybe they felt like this was their best time to do something.
Hey, John, appreciate the call. Appreciate the insights. Thanks for giving us a buzz. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, hold on till the trade deadline. I think that was even a possibility last year, but then you're talking about how much contract you're still eating. I guess if they want to save the money, they got to get rid of him as soon as they can. You know, you're crossing your fingers on a guy with Tommy John surgery by the trade deadline. Maybe you'd know. Maybe you'd know what you could do. It's just, I guess the overall theme is, I don't care if it's the Twins. I don't care if it's the Royals, the Rangers, the Mariners, you know, the Pirates, whoever. Small market teams, they just don't have a chance. They just don't have a chance. Detroit found some money to get back in the ball game here, and so they will be for a little bit. Florida found a way to do it the right, well, not the right way, but they found a way to do it, but they have money. It's disheartening is the bottom line.
But Doug, it's tough to argue with Minnesota and the management up there and the decisions they've made. They've been in pennant races year in, year out for several years here. So maybe they know what they're doing. As a casual fan, I'm with him. But seeing Santana leave this division where the Royals had to play him 32-10.
That's a totally different argument. That's not even what my argument is. That's not even what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, if you're a Royal fan, you want everybody else to stink so you look better, so you could be better. That's that argument. That's what that argument is.
But I'm saying the Twins management probably knows what they're doing. They've been in playoff pennant runs several years. You know, in the last 15 years, they've been in, 13 out of the 15? Down into September, they played pretty good baseball. You know, let's step back and, you know, you can go up in arms and be up to all angry about this, but until it pans out, nobody will know. If they get in a pennant race in September this year, maybe you step back and say, well, that was a great trade then.
By the way, you take the guys that are playing for San Diego. You take Merriman, you take Koenig, you take Rivers. You take all four of those for Eli Manning. Yeah, you would take Eli Manning right now. I'll take the San Diego guys. I'll go on record as saying I would take the guys that are playing in San Diego. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're more than welcome to email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to be talking with Steve Valent. What's his name?
Valentek.
Really? Steve Valentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to him about the suspensions for Missouri in the game tonight against Nebraska. Also, Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic. And coming up, Jim LeMaster from Adams Central right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Kearney Auto has a great selection of extra clean cars, SUVs, and pickups. Need a rental car? Take advantage this month of Kearney Auto's special low rate of $19.95. Tax refund time is fast approaching. At Kearney Auto Sales, you can buy here, pay here too. Stop in today or call for details at 236-7009. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Integrity, trust, accountability. These values are at the very heart of the choices we make in life. Thrivent Financial for Lutherans understands what our members value most, protecting and providing for their loved ones. Maybe that's why nearly 3 million members turn to Thrivent Financial to help them meet their financial goals.
For your local Thrivent Financial associate, see Paul Mueller in Kearney or look them up on the web at thrivent.com.
Name one time of the year when a hurricane is not considered a natural disaster. How about when it's being served to you in its own hurricane glass by a bartender at the annual Mardi Gras party at O'Malley's in Kearney? It's Friday and Saturday. Let O'Malley's be your Mardi Gras headquarters. O'Malley's will be having drink specials, giving away all kinds of beads and hats throughout the night. Get a double shot of Mardi Gras with a two-night party this weekend at O'Malley's. O'Malley's, downtown on Central Avenue in Kearney.
At Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, we are expanding, but because of all the construction, we're suffering some growing pains. We need to clear some space. We are seriously out of room, and even more vehicles are on the way. We have a huge selection, so the boss told the sales team to make some space immediately. Yes, we'll soon have a bigger and better service department and a large show area to the southeast, but right now we're just out of room. Stop on by Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and step around the mess if you have to. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Sunday, February 3rd, it's the battle for the Vince Lombardi Trophy in the Valley of the Sun as the New England Patriots take on the New York Giants in Super Bowl 42. Hi, everybody. This is Boomer Esiason of Westwood One. Join our entire crew as we bring you the crowning moment of this year's NFL season. Can Tom Brady's Patriots put the finishing touch on their perfect season, or will Eli Manning lead New York to a giant upset? The Patriots, the Giants. If it's Super Bowl 42, it's right here.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I have found a new reason why some people visit Dr. John Klingensmith. They are our friends in the coaching profession. If you watch them on the sidelines, whether it's basketball, wrestling, football, volleyball, swim, track, whatever, every once in a while you'll just see their head go down and nod from side to side, or halftime, post-game, kids aren't around, banging their head into the locker, banging their head into the chalkboard, going, what happened tonight? And doctors of chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulative therapy. They fix the coaches up. They primarily use this art and science to treat a wide variety of conditions such as neck pain, headaches, lower back pain, and sports injuries. And I would consider that a sports injury. For 18 years in Kearney, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided relief for many area residents suffering from anything from carpal tunnel syndrome to back pain from pregnancy. So the next time life bangs you around, get relief at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic of Kearney, 11 West 31st Street, affords easy access to the office and convenient parking. You can call for an appointment today, open Monday through Friday, 234-4940. 234-4940, just south of Good Samaritan Hospital, 11 West 31st Street. Don't feel painful the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of your life. Get things started today. Feel better by contacting Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Well, as I said at the top of the show, we've been efforting Jim LaMaster from Adams Central for about a week, 10 days here, and we've all been kind of under the weather a little bit, and unfortunately, the timing puts us together to talk to Coach today after just their second loss of the year in the conference tournament last night, overtime to Donovan Trumbull, but we are pleased, as always, to talk with Jim LaMaster, the head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots. And Jim, good morning. Thanks for joining us after a rough night.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it was kind of a rough night last night, but I guess life's going to go on, too.
I was talking with Mike Will, who called the ball games last night. He said his overall assessment is you can't win when the darn ball just won't go in the hoop. Kind of just take us back to what happened last night.
Well, I'm going to give all the credit to Donovan. They really played a nice ball game. They came in hungry and really wanted to attack us and play us hard, and they really did. They did a great job last night. Mike pretty much told you the way it was, though. We had a lot of good shots, especially early on, but we just couldn't get anything to drop, it seemed like. I know we had several good looks and good scoring opportunities, but it just seems like we couldn't put the ball in the basket. Things were just rolling in and out, and some nights that's just going to happen.
Coach, I guess down the stretch here, maybe a little bit of a wake-up call and refocus your team down the stretch, huh?
Well, that's a good point, Daddy. You know, we got to do that a little bit. Things were going almost too easy for us there for a while. And, you know, things were just kind of seemed like every ball game going our way. Now, the last couple of weeks, we've had some kids a little beat up and banged up. And, you know, this time of the year, that's just going to happen. And we've got the flu going around here at Adams Central, it seems like, too. But you just got to keep playing, and you got to stay focused. And a game like last night, I think, might just be what we need in many ways to get us refocused now here for the stretch drive.
Jim LaMaster, the head basketball coach at Adams Central, and it's not exactly an easy foes coming up for you. You're going to take on Ravenna, who it looked like maybe you would see twice in about 5 days here. And then now that you're Class B, you've got Hastings High on your schedule. You finish with Kearney Catholic, but obviously you're going to have too much time to practice now, I know, for the kids' sake, but you're going to have some competition when you do get back on the court.
Oh, yes, and we'd better have that focus reestablished, Doug.
St. Cecilia, too. I guess I shouldn't overlook them.
Yeah, we've got St. Cecilia here next Tuesday night, which obviously is always a big ball game, and they're obviously a very, very good, deep, athletic team. Then we have Ravenna Blue Jays here on week from tomorrow. And then everybody knows they're playing real well this year. And then our last regular season, we have one of our first meeting ever with Hastings High School is something that I think the whole community is really looking forward to, you know, a real nice game for the city of Hastings and bringing people together that way, this being our first meeting. And then that last night of the year, that last Friday night, against a very, very dangerous Kearney Catholic team. Well, that's a team that can put some points on the board, and Don always has those kids ready to play.
I think you're pretty safe in that one. But I got to be honest with you, Coach. You know, I've been looking at these wild card points and kind of following them after every weekend. And, boy, it looked like you kind of had a death grip on that second spot up there behind Beatrice. But, boy, this sure throws a wrench into the things.
Well, last night sure didn't help. That's right. You know, you just can't afford those kind of games if you're even considering wild card points. Especially when you look there at the top of Class B with Beatrice and Scutt and Waverly and Gross and Elkhorn and a few of those teams all kind of bunched right there together. A lot of those teams are in the same district with each other. And so now it really puts even more pressure on us to make sure that we win our district if possible, because there's no real say that we're going to be able to rely on just getting in on a wild card. But you'd always rather win your way in anyway.
Coach Jim LeMaster from Adams Central joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, I guess we've been focusing on the negative for most of the interview. You're still a basketball team that is 13-2 and have done a lot of good things. Talk about the kids and what you had been doing to get off to this tremendous start.
Well, we've really been pretty solid team-wise overall, Doug. It's been a situation where we've said all year long we've got a lot of guys that can make some big contributions to us. Zach Hunt has led us in scoring all year long. He's averaging about 13, 14 points a game, 15 points a game, and Tanner Holland's right behind him at about 13. But then after that, on any given night, we've got Todd Schmidt that scored points for us, Justin Drudick. John LeMaster comes off the bench for us and is one of our leading scorers. We've also had good point guard play out of Andrew Bolin, good inside play out of Nick Ellsbury and Kramer Lyons, and good point guard play off the bench, and especially defensively by Nate Arnold. We try to play about 10 guys most of the time, kind of depending on the opponent and what they throw at us. Maybe it changes some guys' times around, but we feel like we don't have a whole lot of let off as we get down into that 8, 9, and 10 spot, where we feel sometimes that's an advantage we can take advantage of other teams, is maybe sometimes their lack of depth in that same sort of area. So it's been a real team effort for us, and that's something we've focused on, and it's led to some success for us this year.
Jim, looking at it right now, the district situation that it sets up for you guys is what, and who looks to contend with you guys to win that?
Well, our district is Holdridge, McCook, Lexington, Grand Island Northwest, and ourselves. And the thing is, we haven't been able to really jimmy our schedule around going up to Class B, and we're not sure how long we're going to be there. So it's kind of tough for us to, switch some teams around and bring other teams in. And then with us being in the Lou Platt Conference, we have so many conference games that kind of settles a lot of things, too. So we have seen Holdridge, and they've got a very nice team. You know, they've played some pretty good basketball this year. We were fortunate to beat them opening night over at Holdridge. We've had a chance to see the other teams, and they all bring something maybe a little bit different. McCook's a very, very athletic team. Lexington's had some good wins this year. They beat Holdridge down at Holdridge earlier this year. Northwest has played some good ball games. We've had a chance to see them. So there's a lot of balance in there, and I guess in many ways some people might say, well, we've got the wild card points, or we've got the record right now. But at the same time, we haven't played any of these teams and really haven't played too many of the teams those teams have played. So it's a little bit difficult at times to gauge in some ways maybe how we compare to some of those teams.
Jim LeMaster, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. Just a final quick thought before we let you go, Jim. Being in the same city, you're fortunate enough that you and Hastings aren't in the same district. That's a good thing, right?
It's kind of weird, but yeah, it is a good thing. It's a chance that neither of us end the other guy's season. It seems like the last few years, about the last 5 or 6 years when we've been C1, either we knock off St. Cecilia to end their season or they knock us off and end our season. This way the city can root for three different teams to maybe get to the state tournament. Hastings High is going east, and obviously then St. Cecilia is a C1, and we're going more to the western area of the Class B district. So it's a chance for the whole community to kind of pull for each other and hope we all do well.
Jimmy, how about the Super Bowl? We've been asking everybody this week their thoughts on Sunday. Who you like?
Patriots.
All right.
Going to go with the Patriots. That's
a good idea, the Patriot man taking the Patriots. Jim, sorry about the loss last night. Maybe we'll still get to see you scouting this weekend, but bounce back with the kids and get this great season kick-started again.
Oh, you can count on it, guys. Patriots will keep playing.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Jim LeMaster, head boys basketball coach at Adams Central. This happened to him once before. If I remember right, Burwell knocked them off a few years ago, and Burwell actually went on as an 8 seed and won the whole darn thing. Donovan Trumbull is a scary team. They will play St. Paul. Ravenna will play Gibbon. You'll be able to hear the games on Power 99 coming up Friday. The girls, the top four seeds did advance, Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. Adams Central beat Kearney Catholic earlier this year, and we'll talk with Rick Petrie about that. St. Paul and Ravenna tomorrow night are the other semifinals. That's all at Centura. And, wow, just it's, you know, you feel good for Donovan Trumbull, but, you know, if that isn't a kick you in the teeth, you know, knee to the groin type of feeling. It's just, you had to think the Adams Central kids were going, all right, we're going to get really tested here. We've got a chance to maybe knock off Ravenna, maybe win the conference championship. We're going to get to probably play our arch rival, St. Paul, again. And now the practices, and that is the that is the toughest thing. I mean, you go into a conference tournament in the 9-10 seed or the 6-7 seed, you know, you're thinking, well, you know, as a player, you try your best. But, boy, the effort in that quarterfinal round seems to be unbelievable. You put it all out there and try to pull off that upset because you know that instead of getting two more games, you're getting more practice time, and nobody wants that at this time of the year.
No, you're in shape. You've put the hard work in. Now it's getting some shooting in, maintaining the mental side of the game, maintaining the shape that you've been in, and continuing down the stretch. This is a team that's been on a great, great roll, obviously, until last night. You know, you get beat by Central Catholic. Okay, you're going to get beat by Central Catholic. You look at the schedule. Minden, St. Paul, Central Catholic, you know, up and down here. And thank God those teams are so good because that's boosting your wild card points when you're a Class B school playing C1 and C2 schools.
Well, we will talk more about the conference tournaments later on in the show, but coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show,
Steve Wilentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune joins us to talk about the Missouri Tigers and their basketball situation and if we should go to the Athena Sports Club and party with them this weekend. Back.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
It's the National Pizza Championship, and here comes the thin crust team, John.
Yeah, led by pepperoni, of course.
For the deep dish team, there's mushroom, olive,
and their 140-year-old kicker, Tabasco.
140 years old this year, John. He just gets better with age.
I tell you, Bill, Tabasco sure kicks life into this deep dish team.
And what's amazing is this hot shot kicks for thin crust, yeah, too. And here's the opening kick.
Here we go.
Original Tabasco Grand Pepper Sauce. 140 years old and still kicking.
Axe stinky poetry. Smelly belly. You are so smelly, belly. There is a spray. That smell must obey.
Obey the spray! Obey the spray!
Get fresh and no longer smelly. Belly.
This has been sponsored by From Funky to Fresh. Kill odor-causing bacteria with Axe deodorizing body spray.
It's not Fat Albert. It's Fat Tuesday at Cunningham's Journal in Kearney. Tuesday the 5th, Cunningham's is whipping out the beads and whipping out the booze. Get to Cunningham's early for an amazing party package for only $15. You'll get a juicy hamburger, tickets to the Tri-City Storm hockey game, a trolley ride to and from the game, and your cover paid for upon return. Tons of drink specials will keep the party shaking all night long. Get your tickets online or head to Cunningham's. It's Fat Tuesday, February 5th at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
The Big Apple Sports Bar is serving up this season's Super Bowl on a silver platter.
Or should I say, in a bucket?
Big buckets, lots and lots of buckets.
The Big Apple will be serving buckets of domestic beers for just $10 for Super Bowl Sunday. If it's not a bucket you need, then order pizza or wings and get $4 pitchers. It's going to be a wild night cheering on your favorite team. No reason to go anywhere else. The Big Apple Sports Bar in Kearney.
When your kids need you, will you be there? Not just today or this weekend, but years from now. In other words, are you fit enough to live to see some of the exciting moments yet to come? Is a few dollars a month now worth the priceless times ahead to see graduations, weddings, and grandkids? Stop by the Kearney Family YMCA during the Pay the Day membership campaign, because through January, the price you pay for the building fee is the date. So it's never more than $31 all month. And the sooner the better. No cumbersome contracts, and your membership can be paid in easy monthly installments. Hurry, the sooner you join, the more you save.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperStation.com, the Super Deals section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
Mostly partial sun, along with some cloudiness during the day today with a slight chance of some flurries or a snow shower. Otherwise, expect highs in the upper teens with east winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see cloudy skies and a slight chance of snow showers, lows of 4 above with north winds to 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Now back, Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio. We're talking a little Big 12 basketball. Maybe an opportunity for the Nebraska Cornhuskers to get their first win of the Big 12 season.
Well, you know, I was prepping for the show, talking to Mike Willover and Hastings about some things that are going on. Hastings College is at home tonight against Midland Lutheran. And the Hastings men, after starting 15-0, are now 16-7. Midland Lutheran men have lost 17 games in a row.
Ugh.
I told Mike, and I will say it on the air, that if Hastings can't get well tonight, it's time to use one of your practice lines, and that's just turn the equipment in. And if Nebraska can't be competitive at least tonight and win this basketball game, you have to wonder, because Missouri, they've lost their leading scorer to an injury, and now four players have been suspended for the home game against Nebraska tonight.
And we are pleased to be joined right now from the Columbia Daily Tribune. Steve Wilentek joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, thanks so much for the time and catching up with us today.
No problem, guys.
Steve, what is going on down there? Start before the suspensions here. What happened this weekend to get all this started?
Well, it seemed like everything was going well. Missouri had picked up their first road win of the season on Saturday in Colorado. And came back home, and within 5 hours of their return, Stefan Hanna got involved in an altercation outside of a downtown nightclub here in Columbia, and ended up, he told police, getting struck with an unknown object by an unknown person, and ended up with a broken jaw in the hospital, had to have surgery on Sunday. And as Mike Anderson started looking into things and discovered that that Hannah was with some teammates and that they were out after curfew, he decided to suspend all five players for what the university called an undisclosed violation of team rules.
Steve, take us on Saturday night. There's Athena nightclub. There's been many problems there before, is there not?
It has a long history of rowdy behavior taking place there, and The Columbia police have had a number of issues over the years with that club. So that it happened there wasn't necessarily the most surprising thing in the world.
Now, the first thing I thought of, Steve, and then as I read into it a little bit more, it doesn't appear this way, but this wasn't his own teammates kicking his ass, was it?
No, we certainly don't think so. The interesting thing is there were, when the police arrived at the scene, there were 20 or 30 people there, And none of them were talking, and so getting information is pretty sketchy, but we have no reason to believe that was what happened.
What are your thoughts now on where does Missouri go from here?
Well, they're sacrificing, it seems like, a winnable game tonight, what had been a winnable game tonight against a struggling Nebraska team. It seems like it's going to be very difficult to stay competitive with only six scholarship players and two walk-ons who haven't played, since the Big 12 season started. The real thin up front, and know, they've had problems guarding Alex Marish in the past, so it seems like a real big mismatch. As far as going past tonight, you know, I would expect at least some of the five guys to be back probably as early as Saturday. But, you know, the next two games are real tough with Kansas State and Kansas State coming in here, and then they have to go to Kansas on Monday night. So, you know, the season's in danger of slipping away real quickly here.
Steve Wolentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, just for the casual fan that just wants to know if Nebraska has a chance, talk about the four guys outside of Stephon, the leading scorer who's out because of the injury, but talk about the other four guys and what their roles are and have been with the team.
Well, Leo Lyons has been a starter for almost the entire season. He's been coming off the bench because he hadn't been playing well the last few games, but had a great game on Saturday against Colorado. He was really the guy that led them to a comeback victory from as many as 14 points down in the second half. Went crazy, you know, scored 14 points in the last 12 minutes of that game, and he was going to be the guy that they were going to have leaning on Marish for most of the night, and maybe, you know, could take advantage of his quickness at the other end of the floor to get Marish in some foul trouble. But without him, you know, they're going to have to go with a couple of seldom used big men. One is Vitus Volkus, and the other is Justin Safford, who just don't really play a whole lot. As far as the other guys who are suspended, you know, Marshall Brown's a senior. He's been a starter for most of his time here. He's been coming off the bench this season, and is capable of scoring some points, though he's been, you know, hit or miss for most of the year. Darryl Butterfield's another big guy who, you know, they counted on to guard a big man and play some defense, and he probably would have given up some fouls against Marish had he been able to play. Jason Horton is the last guy. He figured would handle a lot of the point guard duties with Hannah out, because, you know, he was the starting point guard his first 2 years here before Anderson came in and brought in Stephon Hannah, and you know, experienced guard. He's not the offensive player that Hannah was, but has a real good assist to turnover ratio, is probably their best perimeter defender, and does a good job running the team. So, you know, all four are pretty significant losses.
Steve, before Saturday night's altercation, was for all intents and purposes, did the people that follow Columbia, the Missouri Tiger basketball team, did they think Mike Anderson had this deal going in the right direction and they would be back at the top of the Big 12 soon?
Well, I think people weren't sure because, you know, this team had been playing below expectations. Not that expectations were super high at the start of the year, but, you know, they'd had some winnable games that they couldn't figure out how to finish, especially against Illinois in St. Louis right before Christmas. That's a team that, you know, they were in position to win that game, and they have better talent than Illinois does right now, but couldn't get it done. And they'd made a lot of, you know, costly late game mistakes in that game and others that made people wonder, you know, if he quite figured everything out. But you know, this changes perception even more, I think.
Steve, thanks so much for the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who do you like in the Super Bowl?
You got to go with New England, I think.
Thanks so much. Great insight as always. We'll catch up with you again, hopefully.
All right, take care.
Steve Wolentek from the Columbia Daily Tribune, join us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Interesting story. Boy, things are going so well. Get their first road win at Colorado. Come home. There was basically a team-imposed curfew at 12 o'clock. This happened around 1 o'clock. That looks to be the team violation that was issued by Coach Mike Anderson. It really looks some kids made some poor decisions, and they're going to pay for it. And no word yet if Doc Sadler was one buying the drinks or not. But
okay, Daddy. All right. The way that you love to do things with point spreads and check things out, I have went to Vegas Insider, one of our many spots that we look at. By the way, Drake and Creighton play tonight. Big game there. Drake favored by 4.5. Missouri opened as a 10-point favorite over Nebraska. What do you think the line is right now for tonight's game? If you're standing in a casino in Vegas and you got 100 bills, and you're going to bet the game, what do you figure the line would be?
Well, it's got to be even.
And who would you bet?
Nebraska. Nebraska win this ballgame tonight. They can't handle Merrick.
The current line is 4.5 points, Missouri. Missouri is still favored by 4.5 points over the Big Red tonight. Do not chalk up an automatic win. Doc Sadler didn't know about the suspensions when he talked to the Big 12 conference call Monday, but he did know that Stephon Hanna would be out. And he goes, usually this is when teams rise to the occasion. Now, of course, this is a whole different bundle of beeswax here, but still.
They've got 8 players.
4.5 point favorite, Daddy. What does that tell you?
Somebody still thinks Missouri's a better basketball team than Nebraska.
How sad. How absolutely sad. We're going to take a break. Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls coach, going to join us. And, Daddy, it's getting close to lunchtime.
And it'll be a great time for you to check out the Chicken Coop today. You can catch all your favorite sports on TV the next couple, 3 days. That's right. The FBR Open going on in Phoenix will be on. They'll have that on the Chicken Coop.
Woo!
You can follow all the action on the NFL Network if you Woo! Want Super Bowl coverage 24/7. Not a bad seat in the house. Get a little horse racing going on there.
Woo!
Great food and drink specials every night of the week, featuring all of the Chicken Coop's favorites, like the Chicken Feeder Appetizer. Folks, it's 6 wings, buffalo chips, onion rings, and cheese sticks. Try any of their pizzas. The Drunken Italian's a popular favorite. It's loaded with Italian sausage, onions, mushrooms, red cheese, marinated in amber ale, and topped with heapings of blended cheeses. Can't decide? Get the Supreme. It's loaded with all your favorites. Want a regular pizza, hamburger, pepperoni? They've got it for you at the Chicken Coop. Doug and I's favorite, the Chicken Tender Hoagie, as always. Great opportunity. Head to the Chicken Coop, conveniently located for you in Grand Island and Kearney.
We will be back with some updates. The RMAC preseason softball poll is out. Good news for the Lopers. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. You know, laptops and home computers are great. We've all got them. But everything you really need is generally on your office computer. Well, there's a solution. Use GoToMyPC to take your office with you wherever you go. That's right, take it home to your laptop. GoToMyPC is the easiest, best way to access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. It's easy, from any computer. Just log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears. It's like you're sitting at your office at home. You can access all your documents, all your programs, even transfer files. I use GoToMyPC. It's great. It saves me from going back to ESPN after my show. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Take your office with you wherever you go. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mostly partial sunshine, with some cloudiness during the day today with a slight chance of some flurries or a snow shower. Otherwise, expect highs in the upper teens with east winds to 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see cloudy skies and a slight chance of snow showers, lows of 4 above with north winds to 10 to 20. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 9 above.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What's today?
Wednesday.
That's right. So what's Tuesday?
It's Fat.
Can you believe that it's almost Ash Wednesday? And so before Ash Wednesday, you have to have Fat Tuesday. And where are you going to celebrate Fat Tuesday at, Daddy?
Oh, it's not just... Matt Lees. A little louder now. Oh, Matt Lees. Who are you rooting for? Oh, Matt Lees.
And it's this, not they're not waiting until Tuesday. See, that's the deal with O'Malley's. This Friday and Saturday, O'Malley's will be your Mardi Gras headquarters with drink specials, all kinds of beads and hats so you can look really funny and be real funky and kind of just be all GQ for Mardi Gras. Get a double shot of Mardi Gras with two-night party this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Can you handle them both? I think you can. It's downtown on Central Avenue in Kearney, Patty O'Malley's, where they can't wait for St. Patrick's Day. They want to party on Fat Tuesday and get you ready for Mardi Gras this Friday and Saturday. Drink specials and, of course, all the fun favors that go along with Mardi Gras. We'll see you at O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center this Friday and Saturday. The preseason RMAC softball poll has just been released, and Colorado Springs has been selected to win the conference title, followed by Western New Mexico, Mesa State, and UNK. UNK has been picked to finish fourth overall, second in the East Division. And the Lopers have one of two unanimous selections to the preseason all-conference team. The preseason pitcher of the year is senior Amanda Bell out of Fort Collins, Colorado. The preseason player of the year is Stacey Haney out of Colorado Springs.
Whatever.
Bell, Ashley Guile, and Molly Langerek of UNK have all been selected preseason all-conference. This is the first year the RMAC is using divisions for softball, by the way, Daddy. So UNK in the East, Colorado Springs picked first, then UNK, Regis, Metro, Mines, and Chadron State. 12 teams now in the RMAC softball race.
You've got to hope for these small colleges that they get some baseball and softball played and the weather cooperates for once. This 55 degrees and then 10 the next day gets a little bit old. I realize we're just at the start of February, but boy, hope it starts to straighten itself out here in the next couple, 3 weeks.
Well, when it's cold, you can be inside at Prairie Hills with their new golf simulator. It's a very state-of-the-art. In fact, it's voted the best state-of-the-art simulator of 2007, and they have it at Prairie Hills Golf Course. Come in anytime to practice. Prairie Hills' new clubhouse is open every day at 8 a.m., stays open till midnight, measures ball tracking and swing speed, and it tracks the ball, not the screen. Play either 9 or 18 holes, and you can do it anytime you want between 8 a.m. and midnight. Come meet the new owners and operators, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills. Just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. It's a great golf simulator. Everyone we've talked to has enjoyed it. They've had fun, and it's a good way to shake off some of the rust because, as you talked about the FBR Open and all the golf, the Tiger Woods talk and all that going on, that there's a lot of golf going on. And you know what? I've even heard that our next guest might sneak out there from time to time because nobody ever sees him on a golf course, and then he goes down and throws down a 69 and, like, wins some city tournament. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us. Any truth to that rumor, Coach?
Well, you got to find a way to keep in shape somehow.
Well, Coach, you're looking to defend your championship here in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. You got off to a good start last night with Centura, and your basketball team has really kind of put things together since the start of the season when you opened up 5-3, and now you're on a 10-game winning streak. Talk about some of the things that have got you turned around in the right direction here.
Well, I think we've improved, you know, our ball handling and turnover ratio for sure. And I think that's a big part of it. And I think the other thing is the kids have adjusted to their roles. And that's, you know, important on a basketball team as well.
Rick, you've had some other players step up lately. I know Lindsey Connolly had a game with 20 points or more. Is that just some confidence getting to be young players gaining confidence this time of year?
Oh, confidence and experience, you know, and the more experience you have, I guess, probably the more confidence you have. And, you know, she has always practiced very well. And for her, it's just been putting it together in a game, and she did that the other night, and that was really nice to see.
Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach at Kearney Catholic, joins us. Coach, you try to be healthy, you try to be injury-free, but apparently that is stepped up, and Morgan Manline now may not be part to kind of fill us in on what's going on there.
Morgan had an emergency appendectomy last night, so she's probably going to be out for a week to 10 days.
What do you do in her absence now in short time? This is something you can't really prepare for.
No, it's not. You know, and some of the other kids are just going to have to, number one, either play some more minutes or we're going to have to rely on some kids that haven't played as much. And, you know, that hopefully, you know, they've improved as the year's gone along and they're ready to step up and play in those spots. And I think I've seen that from a couple of the kids that they've perform better in the games that they've played in recently.
Rick, Doug talked about the 10 wins you put together. Do you think this team's peaking at the right time right now?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we're all, you know, everybody across the state is trying to play their best basketball at this time. And, you know, certainly there are always things you think you can improve on. But I like what we're doing, and I like our effort, and that's all you really can ask of kids.
Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic girls basketball coach. They're 15-3. One of those three losses was to Adams Central, who came back and nipped you by one early on in the season. And I don't know, I look in the crystal ball a little bit. You've got some great post players, but it seems like the teams that have given you problems also have good post players. Is that the case with Adams Central?
Well, you know, defensively, Adams Central did a really nice job inside against us, and I think caused us some problems. It's not that their posts did a whole lot offensively. Bulk of their scoring usually comes from the outside. But defensively, they really do a nice job, and, you know, we just have to be better inside.
Rick, take people through your sub-district and district, and who's going to challenge you for those?
Well, in our sub-district, we have Gothenburg and Hershey, probably the two teams in the sub that, you know, performed well this year. And I think right now Hershey is a few thousand points ahead of us in the wild card points. So, you know, we're kind of battling it out for that number one seed. I don't think anybody wants to face a Gothenburg team that can be very dangerous. And then on the other side, I think Kimball really has played better than everyone else on that side. I think they're 11-5, and they have the best record on the other side. But I know Chase County can be a dangerous team as well.
Well, there is a benefit to being C1 this year. You don't have to work up against Grant, and I know they're having another outstanding season, defending state champions in C2, and now trying to make some noise in C1 this season. And Coach heard the buzzer go off, so we'll let you get to lunch or coaching or teaching or whatever that buzzer meant, and we will see you tomorrow night over at Centura.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much. Rick Petrie, the head girls basketball coach of the defending state champions at Kearney Catholic.
Interesting, if you look back, Kearney Catholic able to knock off Gothenburg 51-48 in their own building, so a great, great basketball game there.
Yeah, that was back and forth. Kearney Catholic got a lead, and then they got shut down in the third quarter, start of the fourth, and Gothenburg had their chances to do some good things in that basketball game, and were unable to pull things off. I just love it. Yeah, Kimball's on the other side. Yeah, Kimball. You know, you got Hastings High and Adams Central not in the same district, but you have Kimball and Kearney Catholic
and Cheyenne
Cheyenne and Provo, Provo, Utah, in the same district. By the way, we got an email from one of our favorite wrestling fans, David, who says, "Don't forget about the Fort Kearney Conference Wrestling Tournament. That's tomorrow. Amherst is going to dominate that thing, but there are a lot of good kids there from all kinds of places. I mean, you've got Axtell and Justin Swedberg. Elwood's got some good kids. Elm Creek has some good kids, and that is going on tomorrow. Amherst actually is hosting that this year, so Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up. The FBR Open, and overnight, the Dubai gets going, Daddy, and that's where Tiger's going to be.
That's a pretty place, I've heard. You know, TPC's a wonderful place, but Dubai is a very, very special place. A lot of money there. A lot of money in Dubai.
Really? Does Nebraska win tonight?
I say yes. They've only got 6 scholarship players, 2 walk-ons. They've got 8 people suited up.
Well, send us your email. You think Nebraska's going to win tonight? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Log on and vote on our Prairie Hills Poll in One question. Give us your thoughts on the Super Bowl. Will the Patriots cover? Will the Patriots win? Or will New York pull off the upset? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget the Hastings men and women are home tonight. The Nebraska women are home against 18th-ranked Kansas State. The Nebraska men, look them up. They will be on TV against Missouri. And in the USHL All-Star game last night, the East beat the West 6-5 in a shootout. And Darren Hatch of Arapahoe, he's going to be an assistant coach in the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game coming up this summer in Hastings. I want to thank Rick Petrie, Kearney Catholic, Jim LeMaster, Adams Central, and Steve Wallentech from the Columbia Daily News for joining us today.
Hey, we'll see you on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, looking at some Super Bowl props and more. Back tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.